I have a proposal. So I think I think you guys, I need to have materials to the mail house next Wednesday. So not next week, so the week of October 5th, because that will be just a week before, you know, voting opens and, you know, ballots are sent and things like that. So is that possible?
It might be.
Wednesday the 7th is open.
Yeah, and Thursday the 8th. So let's start with Wednesday the 7th. Does anyone have a conflicting meeting on Wednesday, October 7th? So, Eljoy, you're definitely available that evening? Eljoy? Eljoy, are you still with us?
I think we lost her.
Okay. Well, it sounded like she was, because I think
she was proposing
told us if there was some bad nights that week. So let's, for now, go on that assumption. Does anyone on the committee have a problem with Wednesday, October 7th?
October 7th.
October 7th.
I do, but don't let that prohibit.
Lawrence? Okay.
Yeah. It's 2 weeks from tonight.
Right. All right. Well, let's also look at the next night, Thursday, October 8th. Does anyone have a conflict with that night?
Is there anything on tape on
no,
on
no, Pacifica? No, it's blank. That's what I asked.
I have another obligation that night.
I have a question.
Hang on. Oh, hi, Eljoy. I was
just
asking.
I meant to take myself off mute, and I hung up by accident.
No problem. I was just trying to clarify that. Could you do either Wednesday, October 7th, or Thursday, October 8th?
Thursday, the 8th would be preferable.
Okay.
Teresa Allen here.
Yes.
Isn't the 8th the day that the PNB is scheduling, like, carryover meetings?
Yes. No, the 8th will not be a PNB meeting.
Yes, it is, Teresa. You're right.
No, it's not going to be on the 8th.
I mean, we are kind of like with the resignation of our executive director, I would imagine we might have some extra meetings, and that would be the logical place, I would think. I could be wrong, but I just don't want to sabotage elections.
Okay, hang on. Please ask to be recognized so we're not all talking.
No, Lawrence to the back.
Okay, Lawrence.
Yeah, Thursdays are normally not good because the PNB normally sets meetings on that day, so I probably won't be available. I always leave Thursday open for the PNB.
Okay. Well, unless go ahead, Sri.
The PNB has been meeting on the 1st, and I think occasionally on the 3rd, but mostly on the 1st Thursday of the month. That's the second Thursday, if I understand you correctly. So I don't think it would be a problem.
Michael, to the stack.
Go ahead, Michael.
The KPFDX calendar has no PNB meetings scheduled in October, and the 1st is scheduled as the PNB Strategic Planning Working Group, Thursday, October 1st. So I'm assuming they planned that knowing there was no PNB meeting. This is the PNB.
Janet Kay.
They just plan that. They don't plan
that. Janet Kay, may I get on the spot, please?
Yep.
As secretary, I'm in the process of preparing the agenda for the PNB meeting. The next PNB meeting will be on the 15th of October. It hasn't been scheduled, noticed yet. But
okay.
As
All
of
right.
now, that's when it will
so
be.
So now, I'm sorry, I wasn't clear earlier about who cannot attend. Aside from what we think the PNB might do, we've just heard their schedule for the following week. So I'm not asking about that. I'm just asking your own personal schedule on Thursday, October 8th. Is there anyone who cannot attend?
I have an in-person meeting that night for something else. And, you know, I can probably be on the call for a while. I don't know if I can stay on the entire call.
No. I'll be traveling, but I'll try to get on the call. This is so nice.
Okay. All right. So, because I did hear that on Wednesday the 7th, one person definitely couldn't be there. So at least if the two of you that have a partial conflict, if you could be on for some of the call, that would be, sounds like that would be the, and it's preferable for El Joy. So is there any objection to setting our next date as Thursday, October 8th? Okay.
Hey, literal gorilla.
Hearing none, then that's our next date, and I will deserve that.
Great. Janet K., point of information.
Yes.
Before Joy leaves the call, for those of us who had additional questions that we weren't able to ask her, if we emailed them to maybe you, Bob, or to both you and L. Joy, would be able to get answers via email?
Don't know.
L. Joy?
Sure. I just did a round of responding to emails earlier today. Yes, you can email them to me. I'm just thinking of the limited time I have, but yes, you can email them.
I would say, Alan from the stack.
And we'll copy the committee.
Right. Okay, Teresa, thank briefly, because we're really...
I was just going to say, we talked earlier about, El Joy discussed the possibility of responding to people by email, and I would say that this is one example of how it would possibly be very labor-intensive and fraught with potential legal issues if we email people, voters...
We're not talking
personally.
About that. We're talking about members of this committee asking process questions.
I'm extrapolating from that.
All right. Let's move on with the agenda. Before El Joy leaves.
Yeah, that was my...
Yeah, the next item is something for her benefit as well as the rest of us, which is the situation at WPFW with the election there. So we have that on for 5 minutes. So can we have... was it Benito or Jim who was going to report on the situation?
Both of us, and I'll start. And Benito, if he's still there, can fill in where.
And Marion is on now.
And Alan would like to get on the stack just in case I have a question.
Okay, let's start with the local people. Go ahead, Jim.
Yeah, Jim, I'm here.
Okay, good. So, what we have done is we looked at the proposal or the suggestions that that El Joy suggested for us. We presented it to the LSB and they approved it. So we went ahead and made preparations to do it just as you suggested. And
can you say what that is for those who may not know?
Okay. Basically what it is that we're going to... We have a situation where we have not enough candidates either for listeners or for staff to fill the positions that we have. And what we can do is declare that these people are elected and make preparations to have a public forum whereby we present these people, allow these people to be presented to the community, but not actually vote on these people until after that community forum. And then we will go ahead and have these folks certified as elected.
Okay.
Is there anything else, Benito? We would like also that if the NES could somehow make her presence or be there to actually make it official as we do it, would be great.
Okay, Benito, did you want to add? And then Marion.
Yes, the whole concern that the chair of the LSB had was would the presence of the NES entail an additional cost or some? How would that be paid for? Is it already in her?
You're fading out, Benito. Can you adjust your phone?
Can you hear me now, Bob?
Yeah, that's better.
I'm sorry, I kept on moving. So the only issue was we would definitely like the NES to be at the meeting and help facilitate. Our concern is the issue of money, surprise, surprise, and so we just needed to work that out. And then the other issue is assuming that after hearing from the community, the LSB votes to approve our basic suggestion, then how much longer after that would the LES remain on board, and how would money-wise that all work out? You know, I think those are details. The bottom line, however, is that we were not totally sure that the LSB has the final and exclusive authority to make this decision, and so we're going to consult with the PMB. I'm going to talk to the chair, and you know, we might have a motion to present to the PMB. That's the only other issue. The last thing was that the remaining seats, the seats that would remain vacant, no matter what kind of election occurs, would be filled at the beginning of the year, just like the NES suggested.
Okay.
And also, one other point.
Yeah.
This process that we're doing saves a lot of postage. There would be no need for mail-in.
Okay. All right. So we're at time. So can we extend?
One last sentence.
All right. Go ahead.
That we would have to conduct this public meeting by the beginning of October, and I guess the NES needs, Joy, you need to tell us what's the deadline by which we need to conduct this meeting so as to avoid you sending out a mail.
Okay, so can we...
This is Marion, and I also hit something.
Sure, no, hang on one second, Marion. Can we agree to extend for 5 minutes to give Marion a minute to speak, and then for Al Joy to answer all the...
Alan also asked to speak.
Okay, so that's three speakers. So one.
I'm sorry, Pete is off this call from D.C.
Right, good point. I forgot about Pete. Pete, are you still with us?
Here.
Do you want to speak on this topic? Pete?
Yeah, I'm here. I don't have a great deal to...
Okay, no, you're not obligated, just asking. Okay, so why don't we say 7 minutes for that? Is there any objection to extending 7 minutes? Okay, hearing none, then let's start with Marion.
No, I was just going to say that when we had our vote the other evening, the LSB, as I understand it, we were talking about basically having an election by acclamation.
Okay.
Since, we have seven people, nine slots, you know, it's like almost a formality.
Okay.
That's
right.
Basically it.
Teresa?
Okay, I just want to mention two things. Number one, because you're not sending out ballots, you're also not sending out a mailer. The mailer that goes out with the elections has tremendous potential to get donations to the station. So I've just mentioned that to you. I'm sure El Joy is concerned, as others are, that if you word the letter right, you can really actually serve dual purposes in sending it out and raising a lot of money. But you are missing that opportunity. I don't know whether you ever do mailers to your membership, but that's one thing that needs to be taken into consideration. The other thing is I highly advise that you reconsider and do not wait until the new year to elect people to your new board. the additional ones, because you are limiting the number, the pool of people that can go to the PNB. You have to be on the LSB for a year, and if even if you wait a month, that means that that possibly next January, those people will still not be qualified to go to the PNB. So you're almost just mandating that the people that are on your PNB are going to be there next year, because you've eliminated that pool. You've reduced that pool. And
okay.
People that serve for a year, if you wait until January, they will not be able to serve next year when you vote.
Okay. All right. Let's give Eljoy some time to respond.
I'm sorry.
Bob, may I quickly respond to that?
Well, okay. Very, very quickly, because we don't have much time left.
We do send out mailers to our membership on a monthly. I mean, they're always being receiving mail from us. And the idea of us, we were very concerned about having the regular have enough delegate for the next year. So we're considering that, and we will do something to make sure that happens before the end of the year.
Okay, Eljoy, go ahead.
Okay, so we're on a tight crunch here. So the first question I have is, from your board perspective, and from, you know, from the membership, the question is, did you guys already vote to postpone or not hold elections to seat the nominated candidates, and you're then just having a community forum to talk about that process and that issue, or are you having the forum for people to comment before the board votes on that decision? That's the first question I have.
Okay. Jim, you want to answer that?
Sure. We have, as far as the LSB is concerned, we are according to the poll that we have, the members that the applicants who have applied will be elected to the board.
Okay.
No. If I can add.
Go ahead,
yeah.
Benita.
Okay.
Yeah, I think the way the motion was worded, it says that the LSB is going to make what Jim said, the proposal Jim just said. That's a proposal to the community. But it is not final until after we hear from the community, and then at the end of the meeting, the LSB would take a vote.
Okay, yeah, that was the clarification I needed.
Okay.
That was the clarification that I was asking for, whether or not you voted already that you're going to seat the people, or are you doing a public forum before you guys take a vote on that?
Right. Exactly. Just the latter.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I agree with your assessment in terms of determining whether or not your LSB has the final say on that, because, you know, we're using language from California Corporation Code where it just cites the corporation. And so, you know, the clarity of whether or not that is the LSB itself or whether or not the PNB has to certify or approve that is a question, but we're on limited time here, right? Because to comply, you know, the ballots are being mailed out October 15th, and so, you know, we have, you know, less than 3 weeks for this to be done. And as I said, I'm supposed to deliver materials to the mailhouse, you know, on the 30th.
So, Eljoy, can I just clarify then the question that Benito asked earlier? So, by what date would you need to know that there will not be a mailing? What is the last day you could tell the mailing house we're canceling the mailing?
I would have to. I would have to find out what the specific day they are printing.
you know, I'm supposed to deliver, you know, do the final sign-off on, once we deliver the deposit, they send me the final proof. So I need to see when that is, but I'm assuming it would be around, you know, the 5th, on that Monday the 5th, in order for them to print and, you know, get it in the mail.
Right. So that would, just to clarify, that would be the date by which you would not, that Pacifica would not incur any costs if it canceled on that,
correct,
on that date.
Correct.
Okay.
Because, yeah, you used to incur costs on it when they go to print, because I'm just, you know, I, to save Pacifica money, I'm designing the thing. You know, you would only incur costs when it goes to print. So I'm assuming that they would print around the 5th in order to get things, you know, that whole week to print and get in the mail.
Okay. Okay, so did you want
to? So Bob and Eljoy, can I ask a question?
Yeah, quickly.
Sure.
So do I understand you ought to be saying that we need to conduct this meeting and get the results to you, Eljoy, Sunday the 4th.
Yeah, that is providing that is a date for, you know, the final date that I have to tell the mail house. I can find that out in the morning when I, you know, on our call. I have a call with the mail house and the online vendor in the morning. So I can confirm that then. But that leaves you very little time. That basically means that you need to have this forum or this conversation next week.
Exactly. Exactly.
So, Eljoy, did you want to? Is there any other aspect of the process that you wanted to speak on? Or
yeah, I mean, I think while you know, I understand, you know, just from both a financial perspective and in terms of the option, it makes sense. As you know, I said in my email, you know, I think particularly, you know, I don't think I would have the same conclusion if your elections was not happening for another 2 or 3 years. But because you're going to go through this process again next year, that you're having an election next year, and, you know, there's still the confirming and clarifying what seats are up for election at WPFW. I mean, I think it's, you know, my strong suggestion that you use the option of, you know, seating the nominated candidate. From there, I mean, I understand everyone's concerned about having eligible people for the PMB, but, you know, and knowing the history, I just don't see how you have funding to do an election this year and then in a couple of months have to do one again. And so maybe just because of the time frame, you know, the board and the PMB, you know, approve that measure to seat the nominated candidate, and then maybe just have a forum, you know, afterwards to, you know, to talk about it and to talk about the election process in advance and getting ready for the next year. And I don't know. I don't know if you can gather a productive forum in a week. That's something that only you guys can answer.
Right. You're talking specifically about PFW, right?
Yeah.
Only about PFW, yes.
Okay. Now, that's a job, that's a task that we've taken on.
No, but I understand, Joy, you're saying that because we would have to, because of the mailing deadline, we would have to have organized this meeting within a week. Let's say have next Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. That's very little time to organize a public meeting. And so maybe the best thing to do is just to go on and between the PMB and the RSB vote to see these current candidates, and then I didn't get the last. Just go ahead and have a meeting afterward, a public meeting afterward, to explain what was done, why it was done, And then I didn't get the last part about next year.
Michael, do the stack?
Am I accurate?
El Joy,
sorry,
did you
I was
hear
saying,
the question?
I was saying yes. Yeah, I was saying yes, but I was on mute. Sorry.
Okay.
All right. So, folks, we're past time. It's 10:33. So, Michael asked to speak. Shall we extend for 3 minutes? All right, let me ask it this way. How many people want to urgently need to speak? So we have Marion and Michael.
Nancy.
Anyone else? Nancy. On this topic, on the this is on the PFW topic. Okay, go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Now I can, yeah.
Oh, okay,
so that's four. Anyone else? Okay.
Mine is not specific to the PFW situation.
Yeah, no, I'm only asking.
Overall.
Yeah, we're out of time for any other topics, so I'm just asking about PFW. So there's four people to speak. So
I think we have a problem of representation in WPF in Pacifica, and I have a question about us knowing the constitution of all of our boards, our LSDs.
Okay, all right, so hold that thought. We'll get back to that. But so let's, I guess I would suggest a 5 minutes. Let's see, 7 minutes on the PFW and 3 minutes on Marion's other question. Is there any objection to that? That's a 10-minute extension. Okay, hearing none, then that's what we'll do. So let's stick with PFW for now. And I'm sorry, I forgot who was next.
If Marion says something about PFW.
Michael, go ahead, Michael.
Okay, if Mary's not about PFW, I just had two quick things to say. One is what happens to the LES at PFW. The second is a suggestion that you hold the community meeting as a kind of town hall with the options the people at the town hall could vote for additional candidates to fill out your LSB, because if you don't have enough people to fill the seats, that would be one somewhat democratic mechanism of getting some other people on the board beyond just naming them yourselves. When we picked a program council here a few years ago, we had a town hall, and the town hall voted on people to represent listeners on the program council.
Okay, so thanks. So the first part of that was a question to Joy about the status of the LES?
Yes, there's no...
The LES's term would end. He would still be subject to his part in producing a final report, which would be his term as LES. And then his term would end. I need to review the contract specifically on if it was an end time or if it was just based upon the election. So I need to review that directly, but... for the most part, he would just provide a final report and be the end of that.
There you go.
Okay. I think Serene was next.
Okay, so thanks. Quick point and a question. As long as the folks are seated by December, when, you know, everybody else is expected to be seated, they will qualify for the PNB the following year. I don't understand what the previous speaker was trying to say. My question is, what exactly is the purpose of the meeting? It's fine to keep the listenership informed. That can be done just as well, or maybe even more broadly, on the air, if there mm-hmm. were a discussion, you know, by two or three informed people sharing with the listenership what the situation is. However much money you're going to get from sending out a mailer, it's not going to cover the cost of printing and mailing those ballots. So there really is no point in having an election when you don't have enough members candidates who have gone through, who have been certified by the election supervisors. To fill the open seats. That's a waste of money that PFW cannot afford, and I say that as a donor. But what exactly is the point of the town hall meeting or whatever it's qualified as, whatever it's described as, when it has no power to change the... It cannot uncertify someone, and it cannot add someone to a ballot. If folks say, oh, no, we want to go through the process of actually having an election, even if the results are already known, what is hoped? What is expected from such a meeting?
Who would like to address that question from D.C.?
Yeah, I'll give my initial thoughts.
Oh, sure.
First of all, the reason why that I suggested it was that if the board was going to vote on this measure, that I did think it was important that they have a public meeting and announce it ahead of time, so that if there was, you know, as a board member on many boards, I may believe I should vote one particular way, but I've gone to board meetings and members of that community or members of that organization sway me and say that, no, we want an election or we want this issue moved, then myself as a responsible board member, then I should take heed to that. But the purpose of me saying that there should be a public discussion in a public forum is really for WPSW to be responsive and inclusive of their membership on the issue. I don't know if, you know, they have a large participation of membership that attends their board meetings and they could have just done it at a regular board meeting. I'm not quite sure of that. But I do think it's important that a decision like that, that the membership is informed, not only, you know, after the fact, but could have helped inform the decision on the way to move forward. So that was the reason why I initially wrote that. I still think doing a public discussion, a forum on elections, particularly some members of the board and even on this call, have talked about lack of diversity on that LSC. People have talked about sort of not having the proper information on who's replacing these terms. I don't think a public forum hurts, even after the fact, to talk about the election process and the problems that WPFW faces, particularly that you're going to have another election cycle next year.
Okay.
There's no time for a follow-up, is there?
Not with the time that we approved. So I think we have time for just one more speaker. So, Maria Elena?
Oh, I just simply wanted to confirm all of the things.
But Marianne, just before...
Oh. No, Marion's on a different topic. Go ahead, Maria Elena.
Eljoy has pointed out the reasons why it's absolutely necessary that if you don't have the funds or you don't have the number of candidates in order to justify carrying out a formal election, why it's so important to give public notice that you're going to have a, you know, public meeting or forum precisely as to how those open seats are going to be filled. But this is absolutely necessary that it be done in as public a way as possible. And actually, it's really an admission of defeat, an admission that the LSB and those of us that are active in the LSBs have failed to generate enough interest in the broader community to even get enough candidates to fill the open positions is a serious sin of omission, I guess.
Okay, so we're at the end of our extended time on this agenda item, so we're going to have to leave it to the PFW people to work out. And why don't we go to our final item, which is Marion.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I just 15 seconds about this previous discussion, and this is just my impression, being from D.C., having worked in human rights in different parts of the world, the situation in Washington is so disrupted. This community, I believe, having worked in Srebrenica and Bosnia and other places, Kosovo, Croatia, Haiti, there is ethnic cleansing going on in Washington. So the extreme inequality, the racial discrimination against the Black American population that is not being addressed,
All of this has an effect on our radio community. So, but I would really appreciate it if some of our Pacifica leadership, some of our Pacifica community is interested that we find a way to work with you all to let you all know, to have some outside eyes, look and see what is going on in the District of Columbia. And then secondly, and related, is my question about the overall representation, gender, race, ethnicity, any kind of data that we may have on the composition of our LSBs across the network. You know, I don't know how if any of that information is really collected. It would not be so good if it were only anecdotal. But I would like to have a broader picture of who is speaking for whom, who is representing whom in our networks. Because my sense is possibly that, for example, women of color are underrepresented. And I sort of don't think that's only at WPFW. Okay, so that's basically my recommendation, my suggestion. I'm asking if we could take a look at this network-wide over the next, you know, from now into 2016. Thank you.
Well, yeah, thank you very much for that point. And I can just answer a little factual point on your last question about collection of data on race, gender, and other representation. We have an explicit provision in the bylaws for something called the Committees of Inclusion, which unfortunately have been honored more in the breach than adherence to it over the years since those bylaws were instituted in 2003. And every committee, really the LSB is responsible for creating the committee, although it's a committee of the PNB, to monitor exactly what you're just talking about and to collect data on all of those points in a systematic and non-anecdotal way. So maybe we can take Marion's call as a reminder for those stations that have not created their committees of inclusion to do so ASAP and really get on point with collecting data and developing action plans to remedy underrepresentation where they find it. It's very clear in the bylaws that that's supposed to happen.
Bob, this is Nancy from KPFT. Can
okay,
I,
very briefly, because we're
very brief.
Go ahead.
Yes, our Committee of Inclusion, we're also planning to ask the LES and NES for the candidates' ethnic composition as well as the LSBs for our report to the PMB.
All right. Well, I think we're really at time at this point, so I want to thank everyone for participation, and we'll see you all on October 8th, Thursday, October 8th. So thank you and good night.
Thank you.
Good night.
Thank you, everybody.
Ciao.
Thank you, everyone.
Good night. Bye.